Japanese robots, crafty prisoners, and Minecraft miners, all on this episode of the Booterverse. Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of the Booterverse. We have Jason Hewitt with us, a 14-year-old Minecraft expert. Judy Scheinbaum answers his questions, and of course we have a Booter thought for you, all on today's episode of the Booterverse. Booter! Today's episode of the Booterverse is brought to you by Guacamole. Guacamole. It turns brown faster than a sorority girl at a tanning salon. Booter! And now for news in my orbit. A Florida man recently got a huge surprise when he saw an airplane touch down in his coastal hometown of Lantana. That doesn't look normal, thought Thomas Van Hal, recalling when he spotted a plane headed for a nearby waterway last Wednesday evening. I'm driving along and at the end of the street I see a plane coming down sideways. I thought something was wrong. I ain't never seen a plane land here before. He hurried to the scene only to find former rapper and recreational burglar Vanilla Ice climbing out of a small aircraft. One, of course, that has the capability of landing on water. That's when Van Hal's surprise turned to utter amazement. He got right out of the plane like this happens every day, Van Hal marveled. I was so excited, I just had to meet this guy. He ran up to the star, who was equally thrilled to have a fan. But according to the rapper, all Van Hal wanted to talk about was his airplane. Apparently, he had no idea seaplanes existed, griped the rapper, who was filming for his latest reality TV show, The Vanilla Ice Project. I thought, man, here's my public, you know? But he's just some whack job who didn't know planes could land on water. How is that possible? He lives in a King Harbor town. Van Hal was clueless as to why his new hero seemed put out, saying he turned out to be kind of an Vanilla Ice was still happy enough to give him his autograph, though, to which Van Hal only wondered why a guy was named after a product from Bath & Body Works. Oh well, if times get too tough, maybe Vanilla can just get a tiny sidekick and star in a reboot of Fantasy Island. Now turning to international news, Japan is a staggeringly rich nation. Literally. So much so that the bankers who lug around all that cash have had to get a little help. The Sumitomo Mitsui Banking Corporation announced Friday that it will provide hybrid assistive limb, or HAL, exosuits to employees as part of a pilot program aimed at reducing the strain of moving currency. The HAL is designed to augment its user's strength, reducing the perceived weight of an item by 40% so that a 10-pound weight only feels like it weighs 6 pounds. It may not sound like much, but for those who toil away in the country's vast and numberless bank vaults, it's a lifesaver. One man said he would go home exhausted and aching every night from carrying piles of money. It's all I did, he said, moving it from one stack to another, arranging it carefully so it looked like there was even more than there really was. He and thousands upon thousands of workers like him were succumbing in large numbers to repetitive strain injuries, eroding joints, and generally low morale. While many welcome it, the idea of wearing a robot while toiling away in the vast caverns of Japan's banking system is disturbing to some. Still others worry that making it easier to carry cash will encourage a rash of cyborg Bonnie and Clydes. But banking officials aren't worried. They're confident that they can cope with both the demands of moving all the money and defending it against anyone with a yen to steal it. Now in penal news, what do you do when you're a prisoner who feels repentant about your crime and wants to give back to society? Well, you make crafts and sell them through a government-sponsored website. From doilies to candles to cutting boards, if it's made with contrition, you can find it on Regretsy. Following the runaway success of a pilot program at San Quentin, the convict crafts movement has spread to federal penitentiaries nationwide. Thugs everywhere want you to know they can make more than just license plates. Although if that's what you really want, don't settle for just any generic plate. Through Regretsy, you can get yours custom made in any theme from nautical to NRA. A prisoner who wished to be known only as Joe, serving a life sentence for multiple murders, says he now makes a killing selling spice racks and his own line of mustache grooming products. Now when someone says he whacks people for a living, it's something he can be proud of. The only problem the program might have is that so far it seems to encourage, rather than discourage, recidivism. Several regretsy merchants who were released subsequently re-offended and found themselves back behind bars. And back in business. To address this issue, regretsy is now planning a fed-to-flee program. This will give each ex-con a small business loan and a stall in a local market of their choice. So now for lawbreakers like Daryl, prison may just be less of a tough sell.
Hey everybody, this is Marsha Houlihan here for Sequence. That's right, Sequence. Because when I want to feel glamorous, I just pull out my 1984 prom dress that was made of Sequence.
It's now that time in the show where a guest asks Judy Scheinbaum a question in a segment we like to call The Last Lung with Judy. Judy Scheinbaum, you're on the Booterverse.
Oh, hello, Emery. It's so good to see you. I'm sitting here with Jason Hewitt, juvenile author. Delightful Jason, I hear you have some questions for me.
Yes, I have a question about the Minecraft roller coasters. What do you think about those?
Sweetie, I haven't been on a roller coaster since 67, let alone a digital one. If they're rickety, I'm not going to go on it.
Okay. Let's see. What do you think about people trolling and griefing people on Minecraft servers?
I don't support trolls anywhere. I was in Norway once. I think people know I'm a world traveler. Well, I mean, on the internet anyway. And I saw this giant troll. It was as big as a house. And I said, I don't support trolls. I never even got the troll dolls with the hair. I don't support them. They're ugly little things. I don't like trolls. And I don't support them.
What do you think about the people who don't know how to make houses very good and make them out of dirt?
You mean in real life?
No.
Because those are called huts and those people don't have wood. It's called poverty, Jason.
I'm talking about the people in the Minecraft game.
Oh, I think those people probably lack imagination. You can build, like, kingdoms and castles, right?
Yes.
Well, why would you build a hut when you can have a castle? You know where I live in a castle. Castle in the sky. I'm just kidding with you. I live in the Bronx.
What do you think about the cows and the flying cows in the game?
Well, I saw the movie Twister once, and I saw a cow that could fly. I felt bad for it, you know, because you think of bovines on the ground, and you think, that's nice. But then, you know, you see them in the air, and it's not so nice, you know.
Well, when I saw that scene, I got very hungry.
Me too. You know, I love cow. All incarnations of it. Bacon, burgers, steaks. Brisket. Do you like brisket, Jason?
No, mainly filet mignon.
Oh my, we've got a high roller here, eh? Oh, Are you gonna take little Judy out for a little filet mignon later?
No.
That hurts my feelings, Jason. I'm sitting here across from you. We're talking, we're having a nice conversation, and you can't even take me out to dinner. What are you, all of 14?
Yep.
Well, okay. When you're older.
Maybe.
Maybe. What? Judy's not nice enough for you? You can't take a nice old lady out for dinner?
No.
No. Okay.
What do you think of the factions? Like, people who play on faction servers and, like, build castles and stuff and then try to kill each other? What do you think about that?
Sweetie, I have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, I don't like factions. I like everybody coming together. You know, that we are the world. I mean, if Michael Jackson's not singing, I don't want any part of it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Well, now, sweetie, this is the time. We've got one more question for little old Judy. You have to make it a good one.
What do you think about the Nether?
Well, sweetie, I had a hairdresser once who made my perm into an absolute rat's nest, and they called it the Nether. And I tell you what, I've never gone back to her again, and I think I never probably will. You know what I mean?
No.
You have no idea. I have a guy, his name is Raul. He could do wonders with your hair. I'll give you his number after the show.
Okay.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for being on. This has been The Last Lung with Judy. I love you all.
And we'll be right back, right after this. Today's episode of the Booterverse is brought to you by Oysters. oysters. Just like my mutant turtles, I like them on the half shell. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Booterverse. I am sitting here with 14-year-old Jason Hewitt. Jason, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Now, Jason, you are an avid player of Minecraft. Now, for our older listeners, what is Minecraft?
Minecraft is basically a survival and sandbox game. In the survival, you spawn in a world and you have to basically survive, like cutting down trees, building houses, and making sure that the monsters at night, such as zombies and monsters like that, don't kill you during the night. And then in creative mode, you can basically build anything you want and do anything you want. When I was starting Minecraft out for the first time...
How old were you when you started?
I think I was about 11 or 12. About that. I think I've only been playing for about 3 years now. So okay. Yeah.
Now, why do so many people your age, older, younger, love this game? Because I know it is a phenomenon out there. People love it.
I'm not exactly sure why people are so addicted to the game. I guess it's just because, like, when you start out, there's not many objectives. I mean, in the game, where, like, there's different objectives you can make, kill 10 cows or...
Oh, no, not the cows.
Yes, the cows.
But they're not real cows.
No.
They're, like, virtual cows.
Yes.
But still, I mean, they're cows.
Yeah.
Do they moo in the game?
Yes.
So you can actually hear them moo in the Minecraft game?
Yes.
And then you kill them?
Yes.
They're done?
Yes.
Can you make a hamburger out of them when they're done?
Sadly, no. No mistakes.
That would be fun, right?
Yeah.
Can you serve food in Minecraft?
I guess you could do that. Like, you could set down chests and people just go in the chests and take out food, but you can't really, like, serve them on plates or anything like that.
Mm. I like servants serving me food on plates.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because that's really how you want it. Silver, perfect.
Yeah.
Just lots of things. Goat.
Yeah.
Minced pie.
Mm-hmm.
Cranberries.
Yes.
Mm. So good. Now, what is the objective of Minecraft when you're not just in creative mode?
Well, there's a couple objectives you have to do to basically beat the game, but you don't actually, like, beat the game. You basically beat, like, the boss at the end, and then you can just keep playing. Basically, the first thing you need to do to beat the boss, pretty much you just build a house, make stuff, get diamond armor, which is very difficult to do.
Whoa. You can have armor made of diamonds?
Yes, and they're blue.
So, okay, so we've got some blue diamonds. All right, so what? So you get this armor on that's
yes.
made of blue diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically what happens after you get the diamond armor is you go to the Nether, which is basically like hell in Minecraft.
The Nether.
Yes. And the way to make the portal to get there is you need, I think, 12 obsidian blocks and a flint and some flint and steel. And then you light one of the bottom pieces of the portal, and then it turns purple on side, and you jump in. And then eventually, like, after you're going around, like, running around a lot for, like, hours in real life, like you have to find the Nether Castle, which is completely made out of, like, a Nether bricks, which are, like, basically a brick, but they're blackened.
Hmm. Well, that makes sense. It's like a mine game crafty thingy where there's people who don't, they're building stuff. And whatnot.
Yes.
So we're in the Nether region.
Yes.
Okay. Or the Nether-ish thing, place.
Anyway, after you kill the blazes, there's actually a side objective you can also do where you have to find, what are they called again? Wither skeletons.
Wither skeletons.
Yes.
Are they skeletons that do, in fact, wither?
No.
No.
Basically, they're skeletons that are blackened.
Like the bricks.
Yes.
Like the Nether bricks.
Yes. And you have to kill, like, I think, like, 20 of them to get one of their skulls.
But you would need a skull, naturally.
Yes.
I mean, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want one? Do you have one on your mantle at home? Do you guys have a fireplace where maybe you put, like, one of these skulls thingies?
Yeah.
You do. That's cool. Yeah. Support that.
Anyway, so after you kill tons and tons of wither skeletons, which are extremely rare, it's like finding a diamond in the game, which is extremely rare.
Is that like killing a dodo bird? You know, because there was only one of them, and now it doesn't exist anymore. Is that kind of... Are we extincting the skeleton?
Not
the
really.
Skeletons?
I mean, like, every single mob in the game respawns. Well, it doesn't really respawn.
Uh-oh.
Just more
well,
than
nice.
Respawn. So, like, when you kill a cow, a new one spawns on the other side of the planet.
What? So, like, we're eating cow hamburger, and yet a new one just pops up like that, because yep. they're respawning themselves.
Once I was actually walking along, and, like, five cows just spawned in front of me, and I was like...
What does it look like when a cow respawns? What is that?
Basically, it just appears there. It's like you're looking at something, like you're looking at the wall, and that picture just appears right there.
Huh.
And then you destroy the picture.
And then you destroy it.
Yes.
Because you gotta kill the cows.
Yeah.
Man, I love hamburgers. You make me really hungry for a hamburger right now, talking about these cows.
Yep.
But then I think about the nether bricks, and then I don't get hungry anymore.
Yeah.
Do you think the creators of Minecraft have something against farm animals? Or maybe they just get hungry a lot?
Definitely.
Yeah, I get hungry a lot myself. Hmm. I want those hamburgers again now. What are you going to do? Wonder if I can find one around
they're
here.
They're right outside.
You think there are?
Yep.
Hmm. Well, at least I don't have to play Minecraft because I don't know how.
Yes. Actually, about the cows, quick thing. With a mod, you can actually shoot them into outer space.
So we can have cows in space. Now, wait a minute. Now, Minecraft deals with outer space as well?
No, but you can get mods for it. You can go to all the planets in our solar system.
Cool. Is Pluto considered one of our planets?
In the game? I think so, yeah.
I hope so, because Pluto is a favorite of mine, and I know it's a dwarf planet now, meaning that it's not a real planet, but that hurts me, because I was a big fan of Pluto, and they took it away from me. That hurts, you know? I've gotten over it. I've gotten past it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if Minecraft is still paying homage
to
Pluto...
I think they took it off the mod now.
No! Oh, Minecraft, you've taken my Pluto already. Ugh. Killing cows and taking Pluto. So let's say we get to this portal. Then what do we do?
Anyway, so after you go there, there is the Ender Dragon.
I like this already. I mean, I'm a big fan of dragons.
Mm-hmm. And it's like it has like it's black with like purple spot like little purple particles on
it. Is it Barney? Barney the dinosaur? Is that what's happening?
No.
It's
in the dragon.
Oh, it's a dragon, not a dinosaur. Yeah. Okay. But aren't dragons kind of like dinosaurs? A little bit. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so sadly you have to kill it.
Again, a lot of killing of animals now in this game.
Anyway, the Ender Dragon tries to kill you in the game.
I would imagine it would try to kill you.
Because you entered its realm and you're trying to kill it, so it's protecting itself.
But why are you there? It's like no trespassing. Yeah. Did the dragon put up a no trespassing sign? Well, how were you to know that you weren't supposed to be there?
Yeah.
Nobody told you. In fact, somebody told you to go there.
Yes.
How were you supposed to know that you weren't supposed to go there? Then you're there and you got to kill the dragon.
Yep. Or you could just jump off the cliff and die.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that seems very fatalistic. I mean, you want to live, right? We want to live.
You respawn in the game when you die.
You can even go... Whoa, wait a minute. So when you even go away, bam, you're back.
Yep.
Hmm. Is that kind of like some people think that you come back in like a new body or something, or like you can come back like an animal or something?
Well, no, it's like you're the same character.
Oh, you're
the same character, and then
I would like to come back as me forever.
Yes.
Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Want to come back as you?
Yep.
Forever.
Yep.
In fact, I'd just rather not go away.
Me too.
Just stay around, hang out.
Yep.
Play some Minecraft, because. At the rate I would go, it would probably take me an eternity to finish a level.
There aren't levels in the game.
There aren't levels in the game. Okay.
But there are enchantment levels. You can get enchantment levels. And you can use each of those levels to, like, enchant stuff. So if, like, you want to enchant for a sharpness... If you want to enchant for a sharpness one sword, a level one enchanting would probably be the best because it's pretty likely you're going to get sharpness one. The best sharpness you can get is sharpness five.
Right, so on a scale... So Minecraft doesn't use a scale of 1 to 10. They use a scale of 1 to 5 on most things, right?
Yeah, but with armor, it's protection 4 is the highest.
Well why did... That's kind of confusing, don't you think?
I know.
Why didn't they just make it protection 5?
I know.
I mean, come on, Minecraft. Let's be consistent. I don't ask a lot from Minecraft, but I want them to be a little consistent. Mm-hmm. So you've trespassed on this dragon's land, and then do you kill the dragon, and then what happens?
After you kill the dragon, it like stops flying and it goes into the air and like explodes.
Oh my.
Yeah. And it drops tons of XP, which is basically experience points for like enchanting stuff. And you collect all the XP in a portal spawns, you can get it and you beat the game. But a quick little thing, the tail of the Ender Dragon also looks exactly like a french fry.
Man, I am so hungry for french fries and burgers right now. So that's it. So now I'm hungry for french fries and burgers, and the game is done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what isn't done is your budding career as an author. You have actually written a book called Depleting Ore, a Minecraft Novel.
Mm-hmm.
What gave you the idea to do this?
Well, basically, it was a couple years ago. Last year, right? Yeah, last year. Last year, I went to my mom, and I was like, you know what? I want to write a book about Minecraft. And my mom said, okay, what do you think of the idea? And I said, well, I like an idea of, like, I had read a few books about how, like, kids were playing the game and they get sucked into the game, and then they have to beat the game, kill the Ender Dragon, and they get out. And I decided a book about where, what if people already live in the game? So basically there's these characters that live in the game, and they have a big town called Cumberland, and it's really amazing, and they're actually on a Minecraft server, and people who play the game can also get on the server and interact with them. And then if they die in the game, they don't respawn.
Oh, man. That's a bummer. Well, thank goodness I'm not in the game, because I want to live, you know, forever.
Yeah. The reason why my book's called Depleting Ore is because he starts stealing all the ore in the world. So he
In the real world or in the Minecraft
world? In the Minecraft world.
Okay. So just checking.
Yeah. He steals all the ore in the Minecraft world so he can, like, give all of his, like, minions, like pig zombies and wither skeletons.
Wait, we did not talk about pig zombies. I guess we'll just have to have you on again and talk about pig zombies.
I'll make it quick. Pig zombies are basically a pig that was
alive, and now they're dead.
Yes.
But they're the, like, walking dead.
Like, basically, instead of being a pig, they turn into, like, a human, but a zombie, and they're pink.
So they're a pink human zombie that used to be a pig.
Yes. And you can also make them in the overworld if they get if a pig gets shot by lightning.
Because that happens a lot.
Yeah.
You know what they call that?
What?
Bacon. It's delicious. You big fan of bacon?
No.
You don't like bacon?
No.
Are you a vegetarian?
No.
Are you a vegan?
No.
You just don't like bacon?
No.
Do you like Canadian ham?
Yes. No.
Ish?
Maybe.
Or no. It's called Canadian bacon, but it's actually ham.
Yes.
Do you like Canadian bacon
yes,
then?
Yes, I do.
You do. You're a fan of Canadian bacon, but not bacon.
Yes.
Hmm.
Because it's not as fatty, probably. Yes.
Jason, you're 14. Why are you watching your weight? You're fine. I'm not, you know, Richard Simmons over here. I'm not gonna make you sweat to the oldies or anything. I know my hair is big, but the perm has gone long ago.
Anyway, after a pig zombie gets hit by lightning, it actually doesn't turn into bacon, but as a pig gets hit by lightning, it becomes a pig zombie.
Right.
And basically, I guess it's a pig standing up. Basically, I guess. It looks weird.
Yeah. I'm trying to picture it. Sounds like someone I dated once. But I digress. Anyway, back to the book. So you're making the book. Do we go from here?
And basically the story is just about how Herobrine is stealing all the ore in the overworld, and he's making diamond-clad pig zombies and wither skeletons and cave spiders to destroy the overworld.
Mm. And then hilarity ensues. It's a comedic book, right?
Yeah, in some parts, yeah.
Oh, we've got some funny in there? Is it sad? Are there sad parts?
No, I don't think there are. No, there are none.
Well, that's excellent. Well, Jason, thank you so much for being on the show. And the name of that book again is Depleting Ore, a Minecraft Novel.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be right back
right after this.
Today's episode of the Buddhaverse is brought to you by sunscreen. Sunscreen. Nothing makes you feel like you've got balls of coconut like sunscreen. Buddha. And now for Buddha thoughts. They must have been made by the devil, because sandwich bags confound me every single time. I haven't gotten lost in a product since I went in that labyrinth in Paris, France. Oh, it's easy, she says. Moms always use them. Of course, they know how. But did they ever let us figure it out? Absolutely not. I'm trying to get a sandwich out, and it's like Fort Knox. Why is the sandwich bag so complicated? It's like most relationships. It doesn't make sense. We have to do better. Oh, sure, easy it is to use, they say. But how? I can't figure out which end goes over what fold and what sandwich eats go where. Do you know what they put in plastic bags? Dead people and victims of Ebola. And I just can't stomach that. So for my sake, for your children's sake, let's make lunchtime that much more fun. Just give them some pudding. And that's been it for today's Buddha Thought. Buddha. Here at the Buddhaverse, we'd like to thank Jason Hewitt for being on the show. We'd also like to thank you, the listeners, for tuning in. Of course, we'd like to thank Courtney and Sunny, who help on the production side, and to Quadrants, who composed our theme song. If you haven't had enough of me here, I'm also everywhere on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the handle TheBooter. And of course, we're also on Pinterest, because, you know, men should be on Pinterest. Buddha. I know interstellar travel is a bit difficult, but the Buddhaverse is only a click away.